You're listening to the audio production of A September Bride by Catherine Springer, published by Zondervan and read by Julie Lyles Carr.
Chapter 1. Annie Price didn't know why Mondays had such a bad reputation. This one happened to be perfect. Sunshine, a smooth stretch of open road, a scented breeze sifting through the sunroof of her car. Flashing red and blue lights in the rearview mirror. The police car those lights happened to be attached to triggered a strangely familiar, built-in reflex, and Annie's foot tapped the brake. One of the cardboard boxes lining the back seat tipped forward, and a wave of styrofoam packing peanuts spilled over the side, flowing underneath the seat and pooling around her feet. Along with the antique spoon collection, Annie had spent the last half hour carefully packing inside that box. She steered onto the shoulder of the road and waited for the squad car to drive past. Except, it didn't. It pulled up right behind her. There was no time to contemplate the exact nature of her crime because a county deputy quickly appeared at the window, blotting out the sun like an eclipse in brown polyester. Annie's gaze glanced off the gold badge centered above his pocket and followed a row of perfectly aligned buttons all the way to a face that looked as if it had been carved from a chunk of granite. Angular jaw, sculpted cheekbones, hair a rich sable brown, cropped close to his head to discourage any type of wayward behavior. And speaking of wayward, Annie squinted at her distorted reflection in the deputy's mirrored sunglasses and noticed one of her curls had gone rogue. Leaning forward for a better look, she tucked it back in place. The deputy whipped off the sunglasses, and a pair of eyes as blue as the cloudless sky locked with hers. "Do you know why I stopped you?"